Once in those early years, he'd wakened in a barren wood and lay listening to flocks of migratory birds overhead in that bitter dark. Their half-muted crankings, miles above where they circled the earth, as senselessly as insects trooping the rim of a bowl. He wished them Godspeed till they were gone. He never heard them again. He'd a deck of cards he found in a bureau drawer in a house, and the cards were worn and spindled, and the two of clubs was missing, but still they played sometimes by firelight, wrapped in their blankets. He tried to remember the rules of childhood games, old maid, some version of whist. He was sure he had them mostly wrong, and he made up new games and gave them made-up names. Abnormal fescue, or cat barf. Sometimes the child would ask him questions about the world that for him wasn't even a memory. He thought hard how to answer. There's no past. What would you like? But he stopped making things up because those things weren't true either, and the telling made him feel bad. The child had his own fantasies, how things would be in the South, other children. He tried to rein in on this, but his heart wasn't in it. Whose would be? No lists of things to be done, the day providential to itself, the hour. There is no later, this is later. All things of grace and beauty, such that one holds them to one's heart, have a common provenance in pain. Their birth in grief and ashes. So, he whispered to the sleeping boy, I have you. He thought about the picture in the road, and he thought that he should have tried to keep her in their lives in some way, but he didn't know how. He woke coughing and walked out so as not to wake the child, following a stone wall in the dark, wrapped in his blanket, kneeling in the ashes like a penitent. He coughed till he could taste the blood, and he said her name aloud. He thought perhaps he'd said it in his sleep. When he got back, the boy was awake. I'm sorry, he said. It's okay. Go to sleep. I wish I was with my mom. He didn't answer. He sat beside the small figure wrapped in the quilts and blankets. After a while he said, You mean you wish that you were dead?
Yes.
You mustn't say that.
But I do.
Don't say it. It's a bad thing to say.
I can't help it,
I know. But you have to.
How do I do it?
I don't know. We're survivors, he told her across the flame of the lamp.
Survivors, she said.
Yes.
What in God's name are you talking about? We're not survivors. We're the walking dead in a horror film.
I'm begging you.
I don't care. I don't care if you cry. It doesn't mean anything to me.
Please, stop it. I am begging you. I'll do anything.
Such as what? I should have done it a long time ago. When there were three bullets in the gun instead of two, I was stupid. We've been over all of this. I didn't bring myself to this. I was brought, and now I'm done. I thought about not even telling you. That would probably have been best. You have two bullets. And then what? You can't protect us. You say you die for us, but what good is that? I'd take him with me if it weren't for you. You know I would. It's the right thing to do.
You're talking crazy.
No, I'm speaking the truth. Sooner or later, they will catch us, and they will kill us. They will rape me, they'll rape him. They are going to rape us and kill us and eat us, and you won't face it. You'd rather wait for it to happen, but I can't. I can't.